This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. At Brandeis University in Waltham today, scientists and students observed a moment of silence for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. But they also raised glasses of champagne in honor of two researchers who are newly minted Nobel laureates. Professor Emeritus Jeffrey Hall and Professor Michael Rosbach led research that shed light on the inner workings of our body clocks. They've been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Rosbach met with the media today at Brandeis, and WBUR's Carrie Goldberg was there. Carrie, how did he do absorbing the news?
Well, he says he's stunned. He got that classic 5 a.m. call from the Nobel Committee. He even joked about it.
The phone call at 5:10 this morning destroyed my circadian rhythms. By waking me up.
He's joking about his circadian rhythm because the human body's inner clock is the focus pretty much of the work that won him the Nobel.
Right, exactly. Although the work was done in humble, tiny little fruit flies rather than in humans. But these biological mechanisms for keeping time are incredibly widespread in nature. So not just animals, but even plants and bacteria have them. And if you think about it, you know, everything living needs to keep track of time to function, when to eat, when to sleep.
And what did Rosbach and Hall figure out about them?
Well, the Nobel Committee cites them and a third scientist, Michael Young from Rockefeller University, for isolating genes that control these biological clocks and figuring out how they worked. And this work was starting back in the 1980s. It's considered a real landmark, the first time that specific genes were linked to a specific behavior in an animal, in this case, sleeping or waking. Here's Brandeis neuroscientist Eve Marder.
Understanding the molecular mechanisms of behavior is one of the holy grails in biology. And I think the work on circadian rhythms that Michael and Jeff and Mike Young did is probably the premier example.
And Lisa, the three scientists figured out not just which genes were involved, but how they operate on a kind of a feedback loop to create the cycle of daily rhythms that we have. So fast forward to today, and there's a whole big field of circadian biology, and researchers are finding that these inner clock genes are important in pretty much every organ in the body.
So if there's such a big field, has this understanding led to any kind of concrete health benefits?
Well, so I asked Professor Rosbach that at Brandeis today. He says basically not yet, but there is high hope because these clock mechanisms are so widespread in the body and they could lead to advances on everything from diabetes to cancer and beyond. And a Brandeis colleague of his, Professor Leslie Griffith, says that for a long time, for example, there's really been only one class of drugs for insomnia.
We now have a second class of drugs coming online, which is based on a peptide inhibitor that has to do with actually the running of the clock. So there are things that are going to be coming out of this.
And, of course, you know, understanding the biology of our body clocks can also maybe help us be more understanding of people who are, say, hopeless night owls or inveterate early risers like me. I also spoke with Professor Charles Zeisler. He's a leading expert on sleep biology at Harvard and Brigham Health. And he's shared a nice example of the importance of circadian rhythms for health. And that is night eating. Not that any of us do that, right? But your body clock is geared to digest and metabolize food at certain times of day, but we live in a 24/7 society. So let's say that you, for example, stay up late watching a game.
And you're now eating at a time that the circadian clock is not preparing those systems for you to eat. And in fact, maybe helping to maintain glucose levels at a high level during a period of anticipated fasting. That's what is thought to underlie the increased risk of obesity and diabetes then in people who eat at night.
I was so hoping for good news in that.
The bottom line,
body clocks are pretty powerful things.
Powerful things, and best to respect them. And I asked the new Nobel laureate, Michael Rosbach, how he translates his knowledge about circadian rhythms into practical advice.
To try to get good sleep hygiene. In other words, go to bed at the same time of night. Don't look at the screen that with blue lights. Don't drink late.
And the good news is the champagne at Brandeis was flowing before noon today. So I think he's going to be okay on that one.
Carrie Goldberg, WBUR's Common Health host, covers health and science. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.